Every naked eye solar system object now appears at the same time. Like a string of pearls, the moon and five planets are arrayed across the heavens. This happens every so often, and we did a program on the walkway over the Hudson 2 years ago, where hundreds enjoyed fortunate clear weather to see a similar alignment. The bad news is that this lineup happens at 6:30 in the morning. Also, two of the planets are fairly low in the east, which requires a flat horizon. Some folks perched on hilltops do have such an eastern vista, but most of us don't. In truth, a similar lineup of all the planets will happen in the middle of this coming August, which may be a bit warmer than now. And then it will unfold in the evening at a convenient hour. So you won't be blamed for deciding to sit this one out. Okay, with all of that legal disclaimer-type stuff out of the way, let's say you really want to observe this pre-dawn display, which will last for the next 2 weeks. Step outdoors at 6:30 a.m. Tomorrow morning, the lineup is framed by the moon on the right and low but dazzling Venus on the left side, just over the eastern horizon. Mercury dangles below Venus, while Jupiter is the bright star to the left of the moon. Going leftward from Jupiter takes you to Mars and then Saturn. There's also a couple of bright stars sprinkled along the line as well, like blue Spica and orange Antares. They add nice color, but could confuse beginners trying to pick out the planets. Extra guidance arrives this Wednesday and Thursday morning, when the moon will be next to Jupiter. Next Sunday, we'll focus on the left side of this alignment, where Mercury, Venus, and the moon will soon have a stunning conjunction. It's all very cool. In fact, stargazing in late January probably qualifies as frozen astronomy. See you out there. Maybe. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.